我们都希望我们是一个有积极行动的人。
We hope that we will all become positive Christians.
就让我们一起来用哥罗西书三章二十三节来试试看。
And so that is live out Colossians chapter 3 verse 23.
让我们常常问我们自己，我是不是从心里而来做，是不是为主耶稣而做。
Whatever we're doing, we need to ask ourselves this question. Are we doing it all with all our heart, and are we doing it for Christ?
相信我们很快的也会像有很多保罗这样的生活上的这个体验。
Hope many of us will become full of life just like Paul.
让我们的生活是真的是充满着力量的。
And so that our life is full of strength.
让我们的家庭充满力量。
Our family is full of strength.
让我们的教会充满力量。
And our church is full of strength.
让我们在宣道上充满着力量。
And whatever we do in our evangelism is full of strength.
现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Pray in concluding.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord
能够做事情从心里而做，为主耶稣而做。
Help us to do all things for Him.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Please come forward if you'd like to be laid hands.
同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
这一切的现象它都是很重要的、很实在的提醒。
And so we know that all these negative things that we hear are reminders of His imminent coming.
所以我们也常常说我们要为主耶稣的再来，我们要做好准备。
And so we often remind ourselves saying that we must be prepared for His second coming.
这样看起来好像基督徒是认定的这个世界只会更坏，它不会更好。
And so it seems that Christians have a fatal view, fatalistic view that things will only get worse, not better.
看起来好像基督徒是生活在这个负面的环境里头，而心态好像也是负面的。
So does it mean that Christians are pessimistic people?
其实并不是这样的。
Actually, that is not the case.
其实在这负面的环境里头，我们每一天的生活其实是很正面的，很积极的。
Actually, in this negative world today, our actions are actually very positive.
越是在负面的环境里头，我们越需要有力量。
The more that we exist in this negative world, we need to have even more positive attitude.
那我们也都知道，消极、负面，这是不可能有力量的。
We all know that if we are very pessimistic, that does not give us energy.
要是正面的、积极的，才能够带来真正的力量。
Only those who are very positive can actually bring forth action.
那所以事实上，基督徒每一天的生活，它是很正面的、很积极的。
And so actually, Christians live a life of positive, diligent action.
那这个积极的、积极呢，它的这个动力它的 motivation 是怎么来的呢？
And what is the motivation behind this positive action?
那你怎么我们怎么来定义这个积极呢？
And so how do we define what it means to be positive?
我想早上我们用保罗他所说的一句话，我们来做一起来做学习。
Today I'd like to share with you something that Paul has said.
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章二十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 23.
二十三节，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men.
二十四节，因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Chapter 3, verse 24, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving.
25节，那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。
Verse 25, anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism.
保罗所处的信仰环境是非常恶劣的，是非常负面的。
The world that Paul lived in was one of a lot of dangers and a lot of negativity.
在那时候的信仰并不是那么的方便，那么的自由。
To preserve his faith, It was subject to a lot of persecution and suffering.
啊，他们不但要遭受人的反对，甚至会遭受人的逼迫。
Not only were they attacked by others, but they were also persecuted.
啊，不但是正面来的攻击，甚至还有暗中的陷害。
Not only were they attacked in the open, but also behind their backs.
啊，但是保罗他却是在生活当中，我们看到他是一个能够站立得住，充满着力量的人。
But we know that Paul is someone who can stand firm on his ground and will not be moved.
啊，所以他的态度、他的行动啊，都是很正面的、很积极的。
And so his actions were full of positive energy.
啊，那这里告诉我们为什么他能够这样子。
And here is one of his motivations.
啊，这里说到说他是从心里做。
First of all, he does it with all his heart.
啊，他是为了主耶稣而做。
He works at it for the sake of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗啊，他是一个，无论是性他的性情、他的情绪，都是非常成熟的一个人。
And so Paul, in his thoughts and his manners as well, his attitude is also very mature.
啊，这个成熟可以表现出来，可以表现出成熟，也就是一种生活的力量。
And his maturity as a Christian is also a factor of his strength for positive action.
啊，因为他有那个正面的啊，有那这个正面积极的动机。
Because he has a positive motivation.
他是从心里来做，他不是应付。
He does things with all his heart, not just to pass the time.
啊，他为什么能够从心里而做？因为他知道他是为了主耶稣而做。
And why is it that he can do it with all his heart? Is because he is doing it for the sake of Christ.
啊，为什么他能够为了一个他肉眼所看不见的主耶稣来做？
Why is it that he can work so hard for the unseen Christ?
啊，因为他实在体验到主耶稣基督给他的这个救恩。
Because he has personally experienced the salvation that Jesus has extended to him.
啊，因为在他的生活当中，他实在体验到主耶稣的恩典在基督里头的平安。
Because he has truly experienced the grace and peace he has found in Christ Jesus.
因为他实在体验到了在主耶稣基督在信仰当中的这个喜乐。
Because he has truly experienced the joy that is in faith.
在负面的环境最让人的最容易让人的情绪失去控制。
In a negative environment, it's often easy for us to lose our temper.
啊，为什么有人他这个情绪失控了？
Why is it that some people lose their emotions?
啊，通常一定会有一个原因，就是他当时所遭遇的、所面对的环境。
It is often because they're facing a environment that is difficult for them to control.
啊，但是保罗他是一个啊，很思想很正面、很积极的人。
But Paul is someone who is very positive, and diligent with his actions.
啊，所以我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
第四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice.
啊，我们说腓立比书是保罗在罗马的狱中的书信。
We know that Philippians was written during a time when Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
啊，一个被下在监狱里头的人啊，他还能够勉励人说：“你们要喜乐。”我再说：“你们要喜乐。”
How is it that he who is being imprisoned able to say something like this, rejoice in the Lord. I say again, rejoice.
啊，因为保罗他自己本身就是一个能够靠着主在主里头充满着喜乐的人。
Because he himself, Paul, is someone who knows how to rely on Jesus in order to gain this joy.
啊，请再看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
为什么保罗他的情绪不会失控？
Why is it that Paul never loses control of his emotions.
因为在什么恶劣的环境里头，他的内心是很稳定的，是很啊，是很平安的。
Because no matter under whatever circumstances, his heart is at peace and is firmly rooted to the ground.
因为这是在信仰里头，在主耶稣基督里头，他所能够拥有的。
Because he has found something that is eternal that he can base his faith on.
所以虽然有人放弃了信仰。
And so some people may give up on their faith.
但是最受苦的人之一的保罗，他没有放弃信仰。
But Paul, though he is persecuted to the extreme, he will never give up Christ.
他能够坚持他的信仰，坚持他的原则。
He can maintain his faith and resist to the end.
因为他有着那一个里心这个里头的那一个平安。
Because he has that inner peace within him.
所以甚至他在腓立比的这个监狱里头呢，他不但祷告，而且他还唱诗。
And so in the jail in the city of Philippi, he not only could pray, but he could sing hymns while he was imprisoned.
再请看腓立比书四章十一节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 11.
十一节，我并不是因为缺乏说这个话，我无论在什么境况，我都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
4 verse 11, I am not saying this because I am in need.For I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances.
这种积极的行动让保罗能够超越环境。
His positive attitude enabled Paul to be able to overcome his surroundings.
他的生活不是只是在一个环境里头。
He's not controlled by his environment.
他所遭遇的有各种不同的遭遇跟环境。
He has experienced many challenges in his life.
但是在每一个环境里头，他都能够很有力量的站立得住。
But no matter under whatever circumstances, he's able to stand firmly.
因为信仰，因为主耶稣基督成为他的依靠，成为他的满足。
Because he has grasped firmly Jesus Christ to be his source of peace and contentment.
我们觉得我们现在的环境很满意，非常好吗？
Are we satisfied? Are we content with our environment today?
我想有很多人觉得还可以。
I'm sure many of you think it's going well.
但是在这个多变化的时代社会里头，实在是很难保证说我们永远的是拥有这样一个平安顺利的环境。
But under the changing world today, we never know what we're going to be facing.And if the environment that we are in right now, our circumstances will ever change.
在整个人生的道路上面，我们不晓得会遭遇到怎样的遭遇，怎样的改变的环境。
We cannot predict what kind of tribulations lay in our future.
其实这些都不是最重要的。
But actually, that is not the most important thing.
当一个人能够超越环境，他就不会被环境所捆绑。
If a person can be content in, under any circumstance, then he will not be controlled by the surroundings.
保罗说他是从心里做，他是为主耶稣而做。
So we know that Paul says he does this from his heart, and he does it for the sake of Jesus Christ.
这也不是只是一个心态而已，而这是一个实际的行动。
So this is not just a matter of attitude, but it's also a matter of action.
就好像保罗他刚蒙主耶稣拣选的时候，他问主耶稣说：“我当做什么？”
So Paul was very sensitive to the Lord that once Jesus Christ called him, he immediately asked Jesus, "What should I do for you?"
一个积极的人，他就是一个有行动的人。
A person who is very positive is also someone who is a man of action.
在恶劣的环境里头，他不是畏缩的躲在角落。
And so a negative.In a negative circumstance, they would not huddle in a corner and be afraid to advance.
保罗曾经为了传福音，他被逼迫，他被人家用石头把他打得半死。
And Paul has often been stoned for preaching the gospel of salvation.
人家以为他死了，把他丢到城外去。
And people even thought he already died, and so they dragged his body outside of the city.
保罗他主耶稣保守他，他没死。他爬起来了。
But Paul did not die. He actually just got up.
他起来之后不是赶快去躲起来。
When he got up, he didn't just go hide himself in a corner.
他爬起来，他还是进城去传福音。
When he got up, he still went forth and pursued to preach even more.
保罗他没有为他的前途来发抖。
He did not tremble about his future.
有一次保罗他要上耶路撒冷去。
One time, Paul was on his way to Jerusalem.
很多人已经预测到他上耶路撒冷会有很大的危险等着他。
And many people knew that he would be facing many dangers on his way to Jerusalem.
但是保罗他明白这是他必须要走的路。
But Paul was aware that this is the road he must travel.
他说我不以我的性命为念，我要完成我当完成的路程。
Paul said, I will not worry about my life. I must finish what he has entrusted to me.
一个有积极行动的人，他是不会为着摆在前面的困难而来发抖的。
A person with positive action, positive mind will not be afraid to move forward.
保罗，他是一个积极行动的人，所以在他的生活里头没有沮丧。
Even if there's dangers lurking ahead. So Paul, who is someone who's positive, he is not sad.
生活里头本来就充满着许许多多琐琐碎碎的事情。
Because he knows that there's always going to be things in this life that's going to challenge us, make us suffer.
这许许多多的事情常常就像生活里头的这个担子一样。
So many things that in our life are like, that make us suffer are like burdens.On our shoulders.
比较一下保罗他信耶稣之前跟信耶稣之后。
If we look at Paul before he believed in Christ and after he believed in Christ.
从外在上来看，他信耶稣之后，他的生活好像更退步了，他的生活变得更困难了。
If you look at just at the appearance, it seems that physically and in what people can see, his circumstances actually turn for the worse.
他在还没有信耶稣之前，他是犹太社会里头的一个有为的青年的领袖。
Prior to his conversion, he was a leader, a youthful leader and powerful leader in the society of the Jews.
常常身边跟着也是这些受过拉比教义的这些人跟着他。
As a spiritual leader, there are many followers that followed him in whatever he did.
他是有人来服侍他的。
There are people who served him.
但是信了耶稣之后，这些都没有了。
But after he believed in Jesus, he lost all this.
甚至他还常常必须要劳苦，这个饿肚子，这个遭受很多的危险。
But after he believed in Christ, he not only have to often toil for his daily living, he often starved, and he often faced many dangers.
所以看起来，他信耶稣之后。他所挑的担子更多更重。
And so actually, to our eyes, we might think that he is gaining more burdens after believing in Christ.
通常人面对着这样的一个改变呢，是会觉得很灰心的。
And so people, when they face these changing circumstances, they would lose their faith and become discouraged.
有人喜欢来美国。
For example, some people like to come to America.
但是来到这里，面对着现实的生活，就觉得非常的。灰心，非常的沮丧。
But some people facing the suffering that they have to, in order to survive in this, in living in the States, they will become very sorrowful and sad.
嘴巴里头就常常会提起过去我在故乡，过去我在我的国家里头是怎样又怎样。
And so they'll often, think back to the wonderful days when they're in their country and how they enjoyed life there, and they wish.How much they long for those old days.
发现说来到这里问题更多担子更多。
Because now they realize that when they're in the States, they actually gain, they have many more burdens, many more worries, and many more things that challenge your lives.
所以有人是来到这个好像充满着机会的一个新的地方其实是活得很不快乐。
They thought this was a land of opportunity, but instead it became a land of suffering for them.
因为心里充满着灰心跟沮丧。
Because they are so discouraged in their heart.
保罗是一个有积极行动的人。
But Paul, who is a man of positive action.
所以他不会退缩。
He will not shrink back.
啊，他知道有许多这个啊，在信仰的道路上迷失的人正在等着他。
He knows that there are so many lost souls crying out there, waiting for the gospel to be preached to them.
啊，他知道他的目标是什么。
He knows what is his goal.
他知道他正往永生的道路在奔跑。
He knows he's running toward that goal in heaven.
啊，请我们再看回哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men.
我们都希望我们是一个积极行动的人。
We all hope to be positive like Paul.
啊，这就是一个好的。这一个经节就是一个好的对的动机。
And so this verse is actually a very good motive for us.
啊，这一个经节啊，就是来帮助我们如何成为一个啊有积极行动的人。
And this verse gives us the purpose for us to live positively. 啊，
那我们来想想看啊，我们在哪些层面上面，我们应该用这样的啊这样积极的。啊，积极的心，积极的行动，来做一些事情。
Now we'd like to consider in what aspects can we as a Christian be more positive in our life.
请看约翰福音第十章。
Let's look at John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
第十节。盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
John chapter 10 verse 10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
啊，我们都是主耶稣的羊。
We are all sheep of Christ.
啊，主耶稣说他这个他拣选我们，是要我们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
And so Jesus says that he has come so that we may have life and we may have it to the full.
啊，这是主耶稣拣选我们的目的以及主耶稣的应许。
And this is the purpose that Jesus has chosen us.
我们觉得我们的生命丰盛吗？
Do we feel that we have a full life?
啊，常常我们会觉得说我的生命并不丰盛。
Sometimes we may feel like our life is not very abundant.
那是主耶稣的话落了空吗？
Does it mean that the Lord's promises are not true?
啊，我们知道主耶稣他是信，他就是那一位信实的独一真神。
We know that our Lord is that faithful, one who always one true God. 啊，
他说要让我们有丰盛的生命，我们就能够拥有丰盛的生命。
If He promises us, He's going to give us an abundant life. We will have an abundant life.
啊，常常问题不是出在主耶稣，是出在我们自己。
The problem is with us, not with Christ.
啊，让我们有一些积极的行动。
So we must put forth our own positive action.
啊，想想看，我们来做一些什么事情，来让我们属灵，让我们的生命更加的丰盛。
So what can we do in order to make our lives more full in Him?
啊，我们是从心里来做。为了主耶稣来做。
Because everything that we do, we must do it out of our entire heart and for the Lord.
哦，这个经节也是很多人所知道的经节。
Now, this verse is something that is very famous. Many of us know it.
那别人看到我们，他会觉得我们是一个生命丰盛的人吗？
When other people view us, do they think that we have a full and abundant life?
啊，是不是有人曾经对你说你是一个基督徒，但是我怎么感觉不到你的平安跟喜乐？
Do people ever say to you, "You're a Christian, but I never sense any sort of peace or joy from your life"?
啊，真的，我们要为了主耶稣来丰盛我们的生命。
For the sake of Christ, we need to have a full and abundant life.
哦，这个是一个能够达到的目标，因为这是主耶稣的应许。
This is an achievable goal because this is the promise that Jesus has given to us.
那我们来做些什么事呢？
And so what can we do?
神的教训，神的话，它就是生命，就是力量。
First of all, The words of God give life and power.
哦，所以我们常常说生命之道。
And so we say the word of God is the word of life.
那所以我们要用心更深入的来研读圣经，查考圣经。
And so the first thing we can do is to study the word of God with all our heart.
我们教会有每一天的读经进度。
Our church has a daily Bible reading progress.
大概每一天的进度，你如果只读过一次，大概五分钟能够就能够读完了。
If you follow the progress of the church, you can actually finish what you have to read, that one chapter, in just 5 minutes a day.
但是我们希望不是你只花五分钟，每天只花五分钟来读这一章圣经。
But we hope that you don't just spend 5 minutes a day to read the Bible.
我们应该多看它几次。
We really should read it several times.
我们应该更深入的做一些的思考。
We need to think it over, meditate on the Word of God.
我们应该把里头的重要的经节，我们有感动的经节，甚至把它多读几次，把它背起来。
And those verses that are very key were verses that move us. We should probably even memorize it.
这个神的话不但是粮食，它更是生命。
Because the Word of God is not just the manna to our souls, but it is life itself.
那当然，我们要更深入的去了解圣经，我们也需要有一些的帮助。
And so, if we need to study the Bible, we may need some aids.
所以我们也要充分的来利用我们已经有的一些资源。
And so, if we have any reference library, we should go to that.
我们有出版的一些这个刊物或者是一些书籍，我们要去应用。
So if our church has published Bible study guides, you can use that as well in your Bible studies.
这个教会的网站上面也有这个许许多多的这个文字档案这个录音的档案，我们要去用。
Our media library online and the web is also a fantastic source of material for us to review. There's articles, there's Bible studies and other things for us to consider.
神的道理真的能够充实我们的生命。
There's also sermons online. So God's word can actually give us a very abundant life.
再来我们要数算神的恩典。
A second thing we can do is to count our blessings.
最好的话，我们有一本专门来记录神的恩典的小册子。
We should keep a journal, a blessings journal, to keep all the blessings that God has given us.
你会发现一个月一季，你来记录一些事情，那个心情是非常的愉快的，是非常的感谢的。
If you keep this journal of all the blessings that the Lord has given you, you can actually feel the joy as you're writing it.
你如果是一季来记录一次，回想一次。如果一个 quarter,
if you do that once every quarter,
你会常常迫不及待的那个数算的日子赶快来到。
You'll often anticipate this day because you eagerly look forward to it.
做生意不一定总是会有盈余。
When you're doing business, you won't always have rewards.
所以当你一个 quarter 你是要写次字的时候，你是不会快乐的。
So sometimes when you're doing business, you may not be happy with the quarterly report you're about to issue.
但是记录神的恩典那个一定是盈余。
But whenever you record the blessings that God has given you for this quarter, it is always positive.
真的，我们是常常是生活在神的恩典里头。
Because we often live a life that's flourishing with the blessings of Christ.
但是因为缺少数算，所以我们也常常会觉得说我还很可怜。
If we do not count his blessings, we'll often negatively be discouraged.
我们不要当一个可怜的富有的人。
So don't be a depressed but rich person.
事实上已经拥有神的很多的恩典，还在说我好像没什么体验。
Actually, you're already rich with the grace of God, yet you complain that I don't seem to have any blessings from God.
当你觉得你没有什么体验，那你的生命一定不丰盛。
Once you feel like you have no experience of God, then of course your life is not going to be full.
那你的生活里头就会还是充满着很多的愁苦。
And so you will often feel the suffering in your life more than the blessings.
你的生活里头可能还是充满着，还是有愤怒。
So maybe in your life there is anger.
你可能你的心胸还是狭窄的，不会很宽阔。
And maybe you're still very narrow-minded, not generous.
因为你已经得到，我们已经得到神很多的赦免跟原谅。
Because you have already received so much grace and forgiveness and mercies from God.
但是我们没有去数算，所以我们忽略了。
And so, since we don't record or count His blessings, we neglect what He has provided to us.
那我们也就不容易去原谅别人。
And so, it makes us harder to forgive others.
一个人为什么他很容易去原谅别人？
And why is a person, able to easily forgive others?
因为他发现说神给我这么多，原谅我这么多，那别人这个亏负我的，那算什么？
A person who can do that is someone who has counted how much grace of God that he has himself received and mercies and how the Lord has forgiven him.
在生活当中，我们就真的拥有力量。
And so in that way, we'll really have the strength to forgive others.
那再来，我们能够为我们的家庭做些什么事？
Well, what is the second thing we can do? And that is doing something for your family.
这个婚姻是神所设立的。
As we know, marriage is set by the Lord.
所以每个家庭都是神所要祝福的。
And so every family is one that God wants to bless.
但是我们的家庭真的是幸福美满吗？
But is our marriage, our family, full of harmony?
我们是不是在家里头所做的很多的事情是从我们心里来做的？
Do we do everything in our family out of all heart?
为什么结婚一段时间之后，这夫妻里头就会有不和谐，会有摩擦的事情？
Why is it that after we're married for some time, we'll start to experience frictions and quarrels?
常常我们没有从心里来做。
Because we do things not with our heart anymore.
我们从心里做出来的，只是将心里对对方的埋怨给说出来。
The only thing that comes out of our heart, bottom of our heart, is just complaints.
我们并没有从心里头来感谢对方。
We don't give praises or thanksgiving from our hearts.
其实夫妻两个人为了这个家庭都有很多的付出。
Actually, for a husband and wife, they both sacrifice themselves in order for the family.
但是自己知道付出很多，但是对方却没有从心里头来表达一些谢意。
When you suffer, when you give so much to the family, but you don't receive any sort of thanksgiving from your partner.
那这个常常一方没有谢意，另一方也就也没有谢意，所以两方都没有表达出来。
Then you become very discouraged, and so of course you will not give thanks to the other person. And so when both spouses fail to appreciate each other, then they lose the harmony in the family.
人没有一个完全人。
We know that there is no perfect person in, as humans.
所以在夫妻的生活、家庭的生活里头，也一定会有错误。
And so in families or in marriages, there's often going to be fault.
我们在公司里头，我们做错了，我们会常常会从心里要求我们的同事来这个原谅我们。
And of course, in a when we're working at the office, we may often make mistakes as well, and so we would like our coworkers to forgive us too.
但是很奇怪的，有时候在家庭里头，为什么不能够从心里头来要求对方的原谅？
But why is it that in families we cannot forgive others, and we can't ask others for our forgiveness?
父母亲都爱儿女。
For example, parents always love their kids.
但是我们的儿女知道我们的爱吗？
But do our children really know that we love them?
我们常常不愿意将心里的话来讲出来。
We're afraid to share with our children the words in our hearts.
所以儿女所看到的都只是你在看得见的这个层面为他做的事情。
So the children can only see what you have done for them.
最近遇到一个年纪稍微大一点的姐妹，她在跟我谈起她先生。
So for example, recently I talked to this elderly sister.
她孩子都成家了，而且呢，都很相当的成功。
All of her children have married, and they all have their successful families.
那每当我跟这个弟兄谈起他儿子的时候，哇，他都跟我讲他儿子是表现得多么的好。
When I talk to the elderly husband of the sister, he's always very proud of his children, what they have accomplished.
那我跟这个姐妹在谈的时候，我说，那你怎么不叫你先生直接跟你儿子来讲这件事情？
So I talked to the elderly sister, said that since your husband is so proud of them, does your husband ever tell your children how proud he is of them?
他说啊，他说我先生跟我儿子啊，那关系不太好。
She said, unfortunately, the relationship between my husband and the children is not very good.
他在孩子面前总是说孩子他觉得不满意的地方。
In front of the children, he would always complain and admonish them.
我就觉得很诧异，他在我面前都一直讲他儿子这个多么优秀。
I was very surprised because in front of me, he's never stopped praising his children.
怎么在他孩子的面前总是在数落他孩子的不是。
But why is it that when he's in front of his own children, all he can do is to admonish them?
所以其实是很简单的事情，但是稍不留意我们就做错了。
And so this is actually a very simple matter to correct, yet if we're not careful, little things like this.
真的，我们对我们的家庭我们要很积极的从我们的心里来做。
We cannot build a positive, harmonious atmosphere. So when we try to work for our family, we need to be very careful.
那圣经的精神也是要我们用我们的家庭来为主耶稣发光。
The Bible wants, God wants us to glorify Him through our family.
所以我们也为主耶稣来做，为我们的家庭来做一些什么事情。
And so we want to build something for our family that is that will glorify the Lord.
就是我们已经长大，自己成立家庭或者我们出外了，我们要常常对我们的父母亲来表达谢意。
And also, even though we have now grown up and have our own families, we need to always go back and thank our parents, thank them for all they have done for us, and to often visit them.
从我们的心里来做，儿女跟父母之间要有这样一个很和谐的、很好的互动。
We need to build a good relationship with our parents so that there is often communication and respect and love.
让我们的家庭也是充满着活泼、充满着力量。
And so our family become a source of positive strength.
我们这样的用心，神一定会保守我们的家庭。
And if we try so hard to build our families to glorify Him, God will surely bless us.
教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是彰显神荣耀的地方。
The church is also a place that is a body that glorifies Christ.
从我们的心里为主耶稣，我们想想看，我们来为教会做一些事情。
And so the third thing we want to consider is what can we do positively for our church?
我们今天能够在这里这样很顺利的来参加这一个聚会。
So for example, today we can come here to worship Him together.
其实是有很多弟兄姐妹他们在这当中做了很多的事情。
It's actually because many brothers and sisters have spent the time to organize this.
这个教会的每一项活动总是有弟兄姐妹他们的付出。
Every activity that is hosted by the church has time that has been spent by brothers or sisters in organizing the event.
我们是否曾经对这些尽心尽力的弟兄姐妹表达过我们的谢意？
Have we ever thanked them for what they have done for us?
我们是否也考虑着说我也应该来加入这个侍奉的服事的行列？
Have we thought about maybe we should participate in this holy work as well?
这个教会的职务会常常就是代表着教会。
The council of the church represents the church.
啊，那我们是否成为这个教会跟人们之间的啊弟兄姐妹之间的一个桥梁
？How do we become the bridge between the church and the members of the church?
啊啊，让我们想想看，神给我什么恩赐，我能够来献上什么恩赐？
And so we need to consider what is the talent God has given us that we can use to serve Him.
啊，人的团体里头啊，总是会有一些闲话啊，或者批评的事情。
When we are among people, you know, there's always going to be backbiting or gossip.
啊，但是我们可以的话，我们要尽量的来减少这些啊不必要的这种批评。啊，或者闲话。
But we need to do our part to eliminate this type of gossiping or backbiting of others.
哦，当我们在讲闲话的时候，我们是为主耶稣讲吗
？If we discover we're talking about things that are not unnecessary, are we saying it? We ask ourselves, are we saying it for Christ?
啊，不是的，我们只是为自己讲。
If we're saying it for ourselves.
哦，那这个已经不是那个积极行动 的那个动机跟原则。
Then this is not coming out of the pure motive, but and it's not positive action.
好，我们要关心教会，我们要为教会的发展来代祷。
And so we need to do our part to care for a church and to pray for its work.
哦，这个我们的教会也要成为一个活泼有力量的教会。
Our church also needs to become a positive, full abundance and energy.
哦，所以。需要有更多的积极的弟兄姐妹在教会里头。
And the only way that our church can become like that, full of life, is if every member, brother, sister, do their part.
好，我们请看马太福音二十八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew 28 verse 19.
十九节，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Verse 19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
这是主耶稣交代给当时门徒的使命。
This is a mission entrusted to the disciples by Lord Jesus before he ascended at the time.
今天我们成为主耶稣的门徒。
And today we are all disciples of Christ.
这也是成为我们的使命。
We have also been entrusted with this mission.
所以我们要为这传福音的事工上面想想看我们能够做些什么。
And so we need to consider what we can do our part in this evangelism work.
让我们从心里来做，为主耶稣而做。
And so we can do it from the bottom of our hearts.
我们就会留意着，在我们接触的人当中，是不是有那正在寻求神的人。
If we take this mission seriously, then any person that we meet will always think, how can we evangelize this person?
我们如果总是想着要来救一些人。
If we constantly think of how can we save more souls,
我想我们的身边一定会带着一些我们的文宣品。
Then we will often bring with us brochures or pamphlets.
当遇到有需要的人，除了跟他讲，我们也可以给他我们的一些设计的很好的这些文宣品。
And so we can speak to others and preach the gospel, but we can also hand out these things that we may have.
我们会想要接受一些训练。
We may want to be trained to evangelize.
好，我们会自己来这个做一些学习，怎么来向怎么来跟人分享这福音的好处。
And we will study ourselves the words of God so that we know what to do when we preach to others.
我们从心里做，我们为主耶稣而做。
And we do it with all our heart because we do it for Christ.
至少把我们的故事稍微整理一下。
We need to organize our own testimony.
在我们信仰的历程里头，一定会有一些我们自己的故事。
I'm sure that every one of you have some story or testimony of how Christ has given you grace.
我们是不是曾经把它整理一下
？Have we taken the time to organize it to write it down?
我们自己的故事最能够感动人。
Our own testimonies are the one thing that is going to touch others.
一个再大的故事，那是别人的。
if we talked about testimonies of other people, it's not going to be as effective.
哦，虽然我们自己的故事可能不是那么的，那么的大，那么的精彩，但是是更实际的。
But although our own testimony may not be as fantastic as the other great miracles we hear about, still it is our own testimony, and it will move others.
啊，把我们的故事整理一下。准备好，随时可以跟人分享。
And so, if we organize what we want to say, we're always ready to preach.
好，请我们再把哥罗西书三章二十三节，我们再读一次。
And so, we're going to go back and turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 again to read it.
二十三节，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
So, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men.
为什么说基督徒每一天的生活都是积极的呢？
So why do we say that a Christian's life is always positive every day?
照这一节经节来看呢，因为我们不是半时间的基督徒，我们是全时间的基督徒。
Because we know we're not part-time Christians, we're full-time Christians.
好，我们凡事为了主来做。
We work with all our heart for the Lord.
好，所以在我们生活的每一个层面里头，就不再有什么属灵属世的分别。
And so in our lives today, there should be no separation between secular work and spiritual work.
好，我们到公司里头去上班啊，这赚钱养活我们的家。
And even when we go to our companies today to work and to support our family's livelihood.
只要我们的动机里头有为主而做，这个就 不是属世的，这个是属灵的。
If we work at it with all our heart as if we're working for the Lord Jesus, then it becomes a spiritual work, not a secular work.
我们到学校里头去念书，我们也带着这样的一个动机。
When we go into society today to study in our colleges or schools.
所以这个在学校里头求学，这个也不是属世的。这也有属灵的层面。
We treat it as if we're studying for the Lord.
我们也说我们是基督精兵。
And we are the Christian soldiers, and we'll glorify Him in everything we do.
这个基督精兵就是要往前进。
And so, as Christian soldiers, we advance forward.
这不是一个口号。
And this is not just lip service.
我们要有这正面积极的行动。
We need to work aggressively and positively in this direction.
为神来做，这是一个很重要、很好的字眼。
So, working for the Lord, working positive for the Lord is important.
好的东西常常会被人误用、滥用。
Something that is good, may be, used incorrectly by others.
我们常常会做一些事情，会说我是为主而做。
Sometimes we might do the wrong things and say, well, we're doing it for Christ.
所以我们要衡量一下。
But we need to evaluate it.
当我们这样子做的时候。
When we do something.
我们是否破坏了这个和睦跟和平。
Have we broken the harmony and the work of God?
如果我们所做的其实破坏了和谐跟失去了平安。那我们要再检讨一下。
So when we're working, we end up breaking the harmony.Or the peace of God, then we need to reconsider.
从心里做，为主而做是好的。
And so when we work for the Lord with all our heart,
但是我们不能够把它这个滥用了。
We do not do it in our own way.
我们一起唱诗219首。
Singing 219.